managers to present those articles of impeachment for a Senate trial.
When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over. Not until then, I'm not going to go there anymore.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the delay is evidence Democrats are afraid to show their shoddy work product to the Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern, one of the president's most vocal supporters, is leaving Washington.
Congressman Mark Meadows, a staunch ally of President Trump, says he's retiring from Congress. The North Carolina Republican made the announcement early this morning, saying in a statement that he struggled with the decision greatly.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather for a couple of days before rain returns this weekend. Today, sunshine, but cool, high 54. Clear, another freeze tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, still dry, upper 50s. Then periods of rain at times, Saturday night, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 50s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There's a new police chief in Selma. The Selma City Council has named Lieutenant Kenta Fulford as the new police chief. Former police chief Spencer Collier retired earlier this year. A judge revoked the bond of the Auburn teen charged in the deaths of Rod and Paula Bramblett yesterday. Lee County District Attorney Brandon Hughes says 16-year-old Johnson Taylor requested to enter a rehab facility. The judge granted that request. He will remain in jail until at least Monday and then go to the facility. And the Montgomery City Council voted unanimously to repeal an unenforced panhandling ordinance that had drawn heavy criticism. The measure would have required panhandlers to be jailed for 2 days for the first offense unless the sentence was suspended by a judge. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama Certification Number 99004.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Hi, I'm LaDonna Brooks, the traffic director at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
A divided House of Representatives impeached President Trump Wednesday night. A trial will be held in the Senate in January.
A great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America.
An appeals court has struck down part of the Affordable Care Act. A 2-1 ruling came against the law's mandate that people buy insurance.
A teenager allegedly stole a plane and rammed it through a fence at the Fresno airport. No one was hurt.
The State Department issues a travel advisory for Mexico due to increasing drug violence, saying murders, kidnappings, carjackings, and robberies are widespread.
Uber has agreed to pay more than $4 million after it was found to have permitted a culture of sexual harassment and retaliation at its workplaces.
A dog got stuck in a tree while chasing a cat. California firefighters got the dog down okay. The cat got itself down.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Show 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up. It's also TGIFE. Getting ready for the TGIF get-together tomorrow here in the Dan Morris Show. Got a friend, a young guy who is going to come into the show, Wyatt Edmondson, who I think you're going to enjoy meeting,
yeah.
Joey.
Yeah.
Very talented musician, lives up in Nashville, and he's trying to get his start up there. He's going to tell us about his start and what he's doing. I've known him since he was a little kid, but I go back so far with his family. I go back to his uncle and I were in the third grade together. That's old. Any way you look at it, that is old. But Wyatt will be joining us tomorrow, and y'all seem to like the Bradley Byrne calling in today, getting a lot of comments on that. Let's go to Red Top before we get into other business here. Hey, Red Top, how are you doing today, my friend? You little, impeachment bug, you?
I'll tell you, it's a pretty day, though. It sure was a chilly start, though, wasn't it?
It was. It's like the sky is crystal blue.
It is just
today cool. Would be a wonderful day to fly an airplane.
Ah, yes. Now, it sure would. Especially low. I'm going to take me, I don't know if any guys have ever been out to Montgomery Aviation. You know, they give plane rides.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm a pilot. I've,
are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've done it once before.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing that is more freeing than flying an airplane. It is unbelievable.
And I like the small craft where you can fly low.
Well, you're not necessarily supposed to fly low. We'll do it. We go buzz some cows now and then.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that low, Dan.
We would. The only problem is you have to watch out for power lines.
Those damn kids mess with my cows again.
We had my roommate had a Cessna 310, which is a push pull. You have an engine in the front and an engine in the back as a dual engine, but you don't have to get multi engine qualified. But that little sucker would go. It would go.
God, I bet. I've never seen such a beast. That sounds insane.
Cessna 310 push pull.
Man, how many hours did this thing go on yesterday? Was it 10, 12, 14 hours?
It was a long time. But, you know, thank you for the magic of digital video recording, because I could through a whole bunch of it.
I couldn't even tell. Were they voting as they got up and spoke? Is that how the voting went?
No. They went up and they did... each side got 3 hours, and so the keeper of the clock for the Republicans, keeper of the clock for the Democrat, would get recognized, and then they would recognize somebody else for 2 minutes. And so, like, you know, Bradley Byrne, you know, or whoever, and they would recognize them, and they'd give a two-minute floor address.
Yes, and this, I don't know who this bald-headed gentleman in the gray suit was that got up and started holding up all the jobs in such and such town and such and such town. He was, his hands were shaking. He was so fired up about this. You could tell this man was outraged. And the Republicans yelling in the chamber, having to be gaveled down. I'm thinking, God, this is more like the Parliament. You know, to watch Parliament is pure entertainment. That's all I care.
It is indeed.
But I was glad to see the Republicans raising hell, because I've never been so infuriated by my government in my life. And she is not obligated to send the articles of impeachment over.
Yeah, and there's actually a rule for it. And the thing I was reading from yesterday, I went back to that document, and basically once the rules come up, then when it goes over to the Senate has to convene the next day at 12:30, the next business day at 12:30. So if she had sent it up today, as you heard from, or yesterday, you heard from Bradley Byrne, it's, you know, they would have to convene right then, the next day, today, at 12:30. Now, they could do it in recess during Christmas break, but just from talking to my people, this ain't going anywhere until the 1st of January.
Wow. So, and her press conference was kind of bizarre.
It kind of was. She wouldn't even take questions after
I don't get it. After all this votes of confidence and disgust from the Democrats, she don't want to discuss it. These people are so massively confused. And I'm so disappointed in the black representatives in Congress. Every damn one of them brought up race. And what does race have to do with Ukraine? I'm sorry, there's no black people in Ukraine. So, what does black voting rights have to do with the president and Ukraine, fellas? I'm sorry. Am I just left-handed, born on the 13th?
You are, or, redhead. Or you were right.
Yes, I mean, I'm sorry. My brain's just not situated right for this. It just makes no sense at all. And, you know, I heard so much about the Emancipation Proclamation and everybody's voters' rights yesterday. I'm sorry. I don't get it. And then, unfortunately, on NPR this morning, a black gentleman from Montgomery calls in, and he says, are we going to let Vladimir Putin influence this election and handpick the candidate like he did last time with Donald Trump?
Well, of course.
And I'm going, and unfortunately, it seems like a lot of the black folks are so disillusioned on Donald Trump. I don't understand their dislike for the man. He hasn't ever done anything to a black person. So not only that, their opportunities are increasing tremendously under this president. So can you explain to me why the black crowd is so down on him?
Well, I think that's from the top of the leadership,
right,
trickling down. I will say this: it is not. I think that Trump is going to get a better black vote than he got in 2016.
I think he might have the best one any Republicans had in quite some time.
Yeah, you have to go back to
Eisenhower. I agree with
you. The best.
But some of these black folks who are dead set against are just to a point of illogical. And Elijah Cummings' speech yesterday was disgusting. Disgusting is all I got to say.
Well, Elijah Cummings is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the one? Oh, what's his name from Georgia? Who marched across the bridge?
Oh, God. What is his name?
John Lewis?
Lewis.
John Lewis. Okay, yeah. Starts talking about marching across the damn bridge. What the hell does that have to do with Ukraine? I'm sorry. People in Ukraine don't even know where in the hell Selma is.
Did you see Al Green? We mentioned it on the show yesterday when he did his poster. The poster.
No.
Oh, here, let's listen. Hear the story here. He had a poster of this kid crying, and it was a poster that wasn't crying because of separation. It was crying because the Border Patrol person told the mother, put your child down while we kind of say if you have anything on you type thing, and she was crying. But listen to the Al Green story. Representative Al Green uses fake photos.
In the name of democracy, on behalf of the Republic, and for the sake of the many who are suffering,
many,
I will vote to impeach, and I encourage my colleagues to do so as well.
Well, fake news on the House floor. Congressman Al Green reviving an old debunked photo of a little girl crying. Do you remember that picture? Seemingly separated from her parents at the border. Well, Carly Shimkus with Fox News Headlines 24/7, SiriusXM 115 is here with the overwhelming reaction that this is getting on social media.
Yeah, that's the photo that the congressman decided to show during, he was making his case to impeach the president over his phone call with the Ukrainian president.
Right, yeah.
But this picture went viral a couple of years ago. It's known as the crying girl. And it was, it became a symbol of the Trump administration's child separation policies at the border. But it was later found to be misleading because that little girl was never separated from her family. The photo was taken when her mother was asked to put her down during a pat down at the border by a Border Patrol agent. So some people on social media are calling him out on this. Peter says Al Green is the main cheerleader for impeachment, and this debunked fake news picture typifies all he stands for. Denise says pretty much confirms the Democrats are impeaching not for anything they are putting forth for impeachment. It is their dislike for him. And Linda says he is using a lie like they always and only can do. Shame is they know so many believe what they hear. Well, the Texas Congressman, Al Green, he has been calling for the president's impeachment since May of 2017. He was the first Democratic congressman to get on board.
Right, and even saying that it's not going to be over with this, that they're going to try again, possibly, you know, not just letting it go.
Stick to the topic.
Right.
And don't use a fake photo or a misleading photo.
Stick to the topic.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, that President Trump, his approval ratings higher than President Obama's at the same point in his presidency.
Yeah, and the big question now is how is impeachment going to affect the president's approval ratings? And like you said, Heather, the latest Gallup poll shows that the president's approval rating is at 45%, and it is higher, 3 points higher than former President Obama's approval rating at the same point in his presidency. We got some social media reaction on this one as well. One Twitter user says, and if the media covered him like Obama, he could be at 65-70%. Another Twitter user says Obama set the bar low. I know Trump will exceed all records. The big news also in terms of polling is that the president's approval rating is 6 points higher than when Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry in September.
That was kind of chock full of information. How about that, Red Top? Don't you feel better now?
I feel much better. Oh, Lord have mercy. This is just too good to be true. The stock market is going up. They just impeached the president. And Nancy Pelosi's poster yesterday with the American flag was one thing it didn't say, with liberty and justice for all.
There you go. No, it didn't.
Thank you, guys. Great, man. I feel much better. Thank you so much. Roll Tide, go Trump.
You have a great day. Barbara Bill, coming back to you after this.
I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through. Used all my money in my cigarettes. And I haven't seen how now have you
the
yet.
The Dan Morris Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual. What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
This holiday, do it right to find gifts for the tool lovers on your list by starting with Lowe's, where you'll also find the season's best deals to help you save. Pick up a Dremel Multimax 12-piece oscillating toolkit for $20 less, now $79. And get a 200-piece Cobalt household tool set for just $99. That's a $500 value if purchased separately. For great deals on tools like these and more, stop in today. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/18, U.S. only.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Remember when we used to play this when Obama would go out to Hawaii?
Oh, yes, yes, from absolutely. Where palm trees sway. For some reason, this song reminds me of, like, Greg Budell's stories being in South Florida. Oh, Sonny, could you dance with me? I don't know why.
We won't go there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Barbara?
Barbara, are you there? Barbara, da, 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 da. Barbara, okay, put her on hold. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better.
That's good.
Did you happen to see Maxine Waters' response to the investigation last night?
No, I didn't. I mean, I saw her do her floor speech for a minute and a half.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
What is it about her? She looks like she has been sucking on a green persimmon every time she gets up to talk.
Well, she's, let's just say she's got some issues. First, her anger meter is like off the chart.
Yeah, and that's when she wakes up first thing in the morning, before anything happens. You know, it's amazing to me, listening to what the Democrats had to say about this investigation and the outcome and how they felt. I think we ought to get an email campaign up.
Yeah.
And every single Democrat that voted to impeach the president should get a few million emails with commentary on how they voted. Even, I mean, needless to say, it would not be people that were necessarily in their district or their state even. But I think we all just blow their emails up. Just load them up.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. When they go back to their district, unless there's somebody like Maxine Waters, they're going to get an earful. I tell you what, the anger level is incredible. I had somebody who sent me a link to a website, a Facebook post, and they were going crazy. They are so mad. There's anger level, and it's from all over the United States.
Well, you know, it should be. Like I said yesterday when I called in, the Democrats should be made to own this.
That's a deal.
And it shouldn't let up. I know it's 12 months or 11 months before the election, but they ought to be reminded early and often of this mistake.
And I believe they will be.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope the voters have elephant memories when it comes to this.
What's going to happen is this is so much on the RNCC's radar, and they're taking this to the bank. They're already dumping ads into some of these areas, and it was putting pressure on them. But the problem is the bigger pressure were the crazy far-left liberals that said, we're going to vote you out of office. You're going to get primaried, and you're out if you vote for it. So you have a chance of maybe making it through November, and maybe something's lightning's going to strike on Trump, but... If you don't vote for impeachment, you'll get primaried and you'll lose.
And my only other comment was, I'm hearing a lot of political commercials on new people and on some of the old. It seems like Jeff Sessions is trying to make a strong run to get his old job back.
Right.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, I'm kind of feeling like been there, done that. Go back home and put your feet up. We don't need you.
So who do you like for that race?
Well, I'm really trying to figure that out. You know, I think we've got to get Doug Jones out. And I started a letter to him last night, an email to him last night.
Yeah, but you couldn't send it because of the bad words you had in it.
No, I hadn't finished it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a very,
Because it doesn't have enough bad words.
I try not to use those.
My mom used to say,
if you have to use those kind of superlatives, you're just showing your ignorance.
There you go. I think your mom knew my mom.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like, same here.
And I think your mom knew my mom and knew Joey's mom.
No, I would say, Mom, I'm going to be ignorant sometimes.
Well, my mother used to, when I was little, she'd wash my mouth out with soap. As I got bigger, she just gave me more chores to do. And I was raised on a farm, so there was always plenty to do.
Of course.
So I tried to keep my language pretty cleaned up around her. Well, I appreciate y'all guys letting me have my 2 cents worth.
You got it. You have a great day. I'm glad you're feeling good today. News 73.1, going to a quick break. Barbara, I'm going to try you again. So stay on the phone with us, and if you're not, I'll go to Ritz. Be right back.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where...
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is here and ready to take you on the ultimate off-road ride and get you some serious savings. Whether it's early mornings on the ranch or long hours spent in the fields, the Defender's unmatched reliability is built for whatever you throw its way. And right now, it's easier than ever to bring one home. Farmers and ranchers can save big on taxes and up to $1,500 off on select 2020 Defender models. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to take advantage of this limited time offer. See Ward's Can-Am on 231 in Troy.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio. I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. President Trump has been held accountable. That from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi following yesterday's historic impeachment vote.
The speaker has not indicated when she will take the next step, naming impeachment managers to present those articles of impeachment for a Senate trial.
When we see what their process is, we will know who and how many we want to send over. Not until then, I'm not going to go there anymore.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the delay is evidence Democrats are afraid to show their shoddy work product to the Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern, one of the president's most vocal supporters, is leaving Washington.
Congressman Mark Meadows, a staunch ally of President Trump, says he's retiring from Congress. The North Carolina Republican made the announcement early this morning, saying in a statement that he struggled with the decision greatly.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some nice weather for a couple of days before rain returns this weekend. Today, sunshine, but cool, high 54. Clear, another freeze tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, a little warmer, still dry, upper 50s. Then periods of rain at times, Saturday night, and Sunday. High temperatures in the 50s over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to head to the phones here. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, are you up back home? Barbara? 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 Just hang it up. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, Barbara, you let me down.
I know. You're trying to get some space in there, right?
I was trying. Oh no, I was trying to make a mad dash into the house, but and I thought I had time.
You can call. I can put you on hold if you want me to.
Could you?
Sure, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'll go to Randy. I'll check back with you in a second. Randy from Snowden, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Merry Christmas to you, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
That's not being said enough, in my opinion.
Well, not here. You're going to hear it all the time.
No, not on your show, Dan. Of course not. I want to get on the Sweet Creek drawing, 10-15.
10-15, you're in, buddy.
I appreciate it. I'm going to refrain from my comments today till it settles down. Have a good one.
You have a good one, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to be telling you guys a little something about Sweet Creek Farm Market at the beginning of the 2 o'clock hour. Something that's going on at Sweet Creek Farm Market that you would want to know about for tonight that's free. If you have kids, you have grandchildren, you're going to want to listen to this. Let's see if Ritz has gotten in the house. Ritz, are you in the house?
I'm spread out on the couch like a big old bird dog.
since I know what you look like, I can envision that.
Yeah, I just plopped down. I cut the TV off, and my dog's wondering why I'm not paying him any attention to him. The reason I called, well, first of all, Merry Christmas to y'all and everybody that's listening.
Merry Christmas.
I have been just... so depressed this last, few months or month or so. And, if you recall what happened to my sister.
Right.
And Saturday I was going to buy a guitar. And on my way to Montgomery, as I was crossing that Day Street Bridge, mm-hmm. that runs over that train trestle.
I know exactly
off of 31.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I was driving down the road, I saw this gentleman walking on the other side of the bridge there, and there's not much room on that bridge to begin with, so I slowed down and eased off to the side as far as I could to give the other cars room to get past him and me. And right before my very eyes, the guy looks over the bridge, jumps up off the rail, and throws his arms out in the air like a bird and jumps off the bridge.
You are kidding me.
I couldn't believe it. It was just like I'm not believing what my eyes are seeing. So I called 911 and, told them that what I just saw, and I was trying to turn around down at that gas station at the bottom of the hill in front of Maxwell Gate to go render assistance. And as I was driving back, the guy that was coming the opposite way, of course, I saw he was in shock, too, because his eyes got as big as a saucer's because I was almost face-to-face with him as we were passing this guy, and he jumped right in front of us. And it just so happened a paramedic truck was coming by behind me, and that guy flagged them down and told them what happened, and they were going down at the turnaround where I turned around. And they got to the guy about the same time that I did. And, of course, when I got there, there was this another looked like a transient that was walking down the railroad tracks. He looked like he was in shock. And I said, was limping up on my cane, and I said, is he alive? And he said, I don't know, but he almost hit me. He said that I was walking down the track, and he fell down right in front of my eyes.
Man.
And the paramedics got to him. He was in bad shape, and I saw his arm move, but after that
How long of a drop was that, and did he jump off, or did he dive off, or did he belly flop off?
He looked like a dive to me.
Man.
Held his arms out like somebody about to take a swan dive. Mm. And just fell forward.
Yeah, let me tell you what, suicide rate is just skyrockets near Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to witness that, Ritz.
Well, it just made me sad. And then after I thought about it, I started getting angry at, you know, how the state is and how they ignore people like that that have mental illnesses and that, you know, they can't take care of themselves. And so they just wander around on the street homelessly and, you know, they, with no prospect of getting any better because there's nobody that cares enough to help them. And it's just, it's disgusting. And, you know, I know a lot of legislators listen to this radio station. If there's any of them out there listening and they're not interested in solving these major problems like mental health and education in the state of Alabama, please do everybody a favor and just resign or not run again and let somebody else take up the mantle and, so we can get this state where it needs to be, because what you're doing now is not helping at all, and ignoring it is not helping for sure. But we've got prisons. You know, they're worried about the prisons filling up, and the prisons are filling up with people with mental health issues. And instead of them housing them in prisons, they could just give them a couple pills and some counseling, and they more than likely would be productive citizens and be able to support themselves. But instead, they just put them in prisons. And worse than that, they leave our police departments to have to deal with these folks because they don't know what they're dealing with when they go off.
No, let me tell you, you're on a subject matter that's near and dear to my heart. It's I think our mental health issue is one of the most pressing issues as a country and as a community that we have. And you just said something that, again, you know, you have a police officer that encounters somebody that has a mental issue, and they're supposed to be able to pick up the telephone and get a counselor there to do a street observation, and they ask them questions, and they're trained in this to see should they be basically, you know, put away for, be held for 72 hours. And there's not anybody that's doing that. There's not, they haven't built that apparatus to go do that. And the people, the mental health people won't show up because they don't get paid for doing it. And it's just a lost leader. And let me tell you, I see it all the time. I talk to police officers that see it all the time. And they're worried because they don't know what the guys are going to do. He may flip out on you.
Right. And a lot of these people, too, is they get themselves in trouble because they try to self-medicate themselves.
Absolutely.
And they get into alcohol and drugs. And it's not because they want to. It's because they have to. It's the only way they can semi-function in today's society.
Yeah.
You know, to slow their mind down or whatever they have to do to quiet their mind from this mental illness.
Well, another really big problem you have in the mental illness world is people not taking their medications. And what they do is they feel fine, and so they go, I don't need to take my medication. Well, no, actually you do, because the reason you feel fine is because you're taking your medications.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of that problem is derived from people that are adults with nobody to supervise them or to help, you know, make sure that they do this stuff. And, you know, I think they need to address that, too. I think they ought to have somebody like a parent that has some kind of a power of attorney or something to where they can make sure that these people do what they're supposed to do, that are in their care, they're responsible for, there's a loved one. Because as it stands, because they're, you know, an adult, they can't do anything for them.
Well, I mean, the problem, and I wish it was that cut and dry, but basically, and you can go find it. You don't necessarily see it, but you can go find it if you go looking for it. But there are a lot of people that are out on the street that used to be in a nice home. They got sideways with the parents. They stole because of drugs or had some issues, drank too much or whatever. Got kicked out of the house, and they're sitting on the streets right now. And then they start doing more bad things, and we ought to get Kevin Murphy in here to talk about this subject, but. And so it becomes a downward spiral. And so there are a whole bunch of people out there who do not have a family that loves them or cares enough for them to try to help them. They've tried to help them before. And I had a personal situation of somebody I was trying to help. And I went to the family, and they said, she is no good. She is terrible. She'll steal. Right. She does all this stuff. We tried to help her. She won't help herself. And so I finally got a church to actually was Chaplain Browder out on Mobile Highway, and he got her involved in something to try to help her out. But nobody gives a you know what about these people.
I don't see how anybody could turn their back on their own family.
It's all the time. All the time.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas. I'm really sorry you had to say that.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich. I'm glad you made it in the house and sprawled out like a dog on the couch.
Pet your dog for us.
Yeah, pet your dog. That'll make you feel better.
He knows I love him.
There you go. There you go. He's not going to be helping. It is a problem out there, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And again, you can go look for it and find it if you want to.
I can't remember what brought it up into my mind earlier this week, but folks who are dealing with those sorts of issues or, you know, I'm a few years removed, so it doesn't tear me up as much as it did. Anybody who's lost somebody they really care about and love, this is one of the hardest times of year. If you know that about somebody, reach out. Doesn't take much, but reach out to say you're thinking of them and do a little extra, and you can help somebody a lot.
Well, and what happens is you think of the world and being so joyous, and then you're so miserable, and you feel lonely, and you feel everybody else has got their families, and you don't, and you feel so detached from everything. And it's one of the reasons, you know, it's a sadness. You get them appalled by the sadness, and it really takes over, and it's bad. It's really bad out there. We're going to be talking about Christmas on Christmas Eve, inviting people to go to our Christmas service at church, and we'll have Andrew
Rowe. Yeah.
Man, come on, Dan, kill those brain cells, but. It really is a time to reach out. I mean, I've seen some people that have been incredibly desperate, and I've gone to my church and said, is there anything we can do to help? And that's what we're here for. And we go and try to help them. If they have a marked need and we see it's real, we're going to try to help. I'll give you a story. We had a lady who had lost her husband to drugs, opioid overdose, had three children, did not have any visible means of support. Her husband was the sole breadwinner. He was gone. He had fathered the child, but she was not getting any type of Social Security disability or spousal benefits or anything. And here she was, the first Christmas of her children not having Christmas. And she was at the end of her rope.
Yeah.
And so we got some folks together, and we went in and bought Christmas for them. And got them, you know, dinner, did the turkey, did the whole nine yards for them. So they'd have it. And it didn't cost that much. I mean, I think among all of us, I think it was like $80 a person. Yeah. But it was incredible. And that's what it takes. You got to reach out. That's what... You know, the ministry happens outside of the walls of your church, not on the inside. Slap out, Rick. Coming back to you right after this.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty in memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
My name is Rob. My mom moved to Angels about 2 years ago. She's become involved in the many social activities offered at Angels. One of the highlights of Moms Week is having her hair done by the on-site beautician and having her nails done by the staff. If you're looking for a specialty care facility for yourself or for a loved one, I would encourage you to contact the staff at Angels.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com. Find us on Facebook or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
One of my favorites.
I thought, given the weight of Ritz's call, be appropriate.
Let this one soak in for a little bit. Some songs that just speak to you, this is one of those. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Slap Out Rick. Slap Out Rick, welcome on board the Dan Morris Show.
Hey Dan, there must be technical difficulties.
How are you doing today?
All right, pretty day up here in Slapout. You just brought up a name I hadn't seen in a long time. That's Chaplin Browder.
Oh, yeah. How do you know Chap?
Well, I used to work for a DLC over at Draper, and when I was a recreation officer, I used to have to deal with him whenever he come up there with his church groups and everything.
Oh, absolutely. He's a wonderful guy. He was, and for the audience, he was chaplain at State and Prison for a long time, and then moved out and then started a really great ministry, particularly located on Mobile Highway.
Yes, sir. I went out there years ago. One of the officers I worked with passed away, and he came out there and done the service and everything for him.
So you were... Go ahead.
Captain Browder can cook?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me tell you, when we would do the Kairos Prison Ministry... And he would be in that food room in a second, cooking his own stuff. He liked adding to it. Slap Out, were you a Rick? Are you a CO at Draper? Did you say?
Yes, sir.
How many years were you in DOC?
26 years.
All right. Well, thank you for your service. People do not realize how hard of a job that is.
Well, actually, it's 27 years. I spent 1 year down Holman. And I left, and then I come back a year and a half later and work at Draper.
Wow. Holman's a tough place. I've done Holman. Holman's tough.
Holman's a trip, and yep. It's changed a lot. But back then, the last 6 months I was down there, I worked death row, but I think it wasn't involved in any executions or anything.
Well, in Draper, when we were over at Staten, as the inmates would call it, the big boy prison over there, because they put the tough guys over at Draper.
Yes, sir. I spent my last, most of my time there after I left being a recreation officer, working out on the farm out there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like old Cool Hand Luke.
There you go. Yeah, I really enjoyed my years that I was doing the ministry in, at Staten, and Officer McQueen, CO McQueen, and the staff there, they were really wonderful people.
Yeah, I know McQueen and Warden Davis.
Mm-hmm. And Jones. Was Jones
there.
Were you there when Jones was there? Yeah, Jones was a great guy.
Yeah.
People gave him a hard time, but he, and for the audience out there, he's the one that did the hitching post, and he took an old shed that was on state and property and then took everything out of it and then put bunk beds in and made it one of the dorms that was there. And let's see, it was not the dorm to be in, let's just put it that way.
Well, back when Ron Jones was there, remember when he put all the inmates in pink and had the disciplinary squad going out there busting rocks? I was one of the officers that was out there with that.
Yeah, people do not realize what all is out there. I mean, you have your dog, your tracker dogs that are all there. You have two prisons that are adjacent to each other. You have the farm, which, I mean, what is it, 1,200 acres?
It's around about that, but they shut down the farm. They don't check any spots.
They shut that down a while back. But it really is, if you haven't ever been into a facility, you ought to go just so you can kind of get a feel. Because people think it's a Holiday Inn. It's not. It is not a Holiday Inn.
And believe it or not, the guys that like to be outside, even though he's doing some work, they enjoy going out there working on the farm.
Yeah.
And some of these city boys, they even get out there and they learn something. But it is an experience, and I've been gone from there 10 years now.
Yep. Well, and you're absolutely right. People wanted to work, and particularly, and another thing people don't know, you can actually hire prisoners to come to your place and, like, clear trees and brush and all that kind of stuff. And they actually like doing it because they're outside as long as it's not August or January.
Yeah, I don't know where they're still doing that now, but...
No, they stopped them. They could... Yeah, that was a cruel punishment.
Yeah, I've been around there when they had the swine unit and the warehouse and everything else, and where we used to produce most of our own food up there. It's changed a lot.
Yeah, it has definitely changed a lot. Rick,
yeah,
I'm
going to let you put me in for sweet.
Give me 11. Month and day of birth, brother.
11-2, brother.
11-2, you got that? You're in. That's we do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow, and I know what time and everything.
Give me the time. Tell me the time.
Come outside and enjoy this weather.
There you go, Rick. You have a great day. Slap out Rick weighing in with us. When I head to the top of that break, I got an announcement about Sweet Creek Farm Market you're going to want to hear about. Something that's going on tonight that's absolutely free.